We're in Simin Reish Yud Tes. We're up to Sif Dalet, and we'll be doing from Dalet through Vav. In Birach Acher, if someone else made a bracha, someone who was not Chayiv in Hagomel, V'omar, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Gmolcha Kol Tov, V'yana Amen. If someone made a bracha, he was so happy to see this person who recovered or came from a trip, and he made the bracha of Hagomel, but in second person, meaning the one that is Gomel to you, and you answer Amen to that, Yotza. Balach is that you are Yotze. V'chein imamar brich rachmona malka diyoma diyavach lon. If he says in Aramaic, bless Hashem melech ha'olam, that gave you to us, Mishnah Berurah adds, v'lo yahavech la'afra, and didn't give you to the ground. V'ona amen, and he answers, amen Yotze. So the halach is that you're Yotze, but the Mechaber added a t'nai, that you're only Yotze if you said amen. So the Ramah deals with a very important issue. Why is this not a bracha in vain from the Mavarach? The Mavarach wasn't chayiv to make a bracha. Afal pi shelo nischayiv bebracha zo, hol ve'eino Mavarach rak derech shevach v'hodal tovas chavero shesamach ba. Since he's making a bracha as an expression of his joy over the fact that his friend was saved, it is in place, he's allowed to do that, and you answer amen to that, you're Yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes into why it is, first of all, that you have to say Amen, and he brings three different pshatim. One pshat is that you have to say Amen, this is the Ramah's pshat we'll see later, because the Mavarach wasn't Chayiv. So the regular halach of Shomea Ka'ona, where Amen is not Ma'akev, would not apply, because the one making the bracha did not have a Chayiv to make it. Therefore, you have to say Amen in order to be Yotza. But that's a very difficult one, because what does that mean then? That whenever someone makes a bracha, he's not chayivin, and you answer amen, you're yotze with it if you need to? That's a very big chiddush, and the halach is certainly not that way. If the person wasn't chayiv, then it's a bracha levatola, and you're not yotze altogether. The second teretz he brings down is that we're talking about a case where the person had no kavana to be motzi you. That here, if he didn't have kavana to be motzi you, Then if you say Amen, then that's going to be good. So this also is a very big chiddush. That means if someone makes a bracha without kavanah to be motzi you, but you say Amen, you're yotza, we don't hold like that. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says a different pshat, and he says that the lashon habracha that this person made is not your nusach. The lashon habracha he made was in second person, hagomel, the one that was shegmol cha kol tov. He's making a bracha that you were the one that tov was done to. How are you yotze with that? By saying amen, you transform the bracha into a personalized bracha. Now, lemaisa, getting back to the first issue, which is the issue of the person not being chayiv in the bracha, and the machaber, the Ramah saying it's not a bracha levatola, the Bir Halachi here goes into the various dais. The Bir Halacha's maskana is that it's only a son or child that is, or if it's a Talmud saying over his Rebbe that is allowed to do this. Whereas if you're talking about anybody else, including one's own wife, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is against the pashtus of the Mechaber and the Ramah, and he holds that they could not make a bracha. For them it would be an absolute bracha levatola, and your answering as amen is out of place. You're answering amen to a bracha levatola, and it wouldn't work. It's only in the case of a son or a Talmud, the same way they're chayiv to make a bracha of Shasaneis La'avi or Shasaneis La'Rebi b'makom hazeh, so too they're allowed to say Hagomel in the way that you're Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah does mention that there is a minhag for husbands to say Hagomel for their wives, and the wife just answers Amen if she's there. If she's there, so he says Gmolech, whereas if she's not there, he would say Li'ishti. And the Mishnah Berurah says that he sends us to the Bir Halacha, where he does not like the idea all that much, and he holds that Ishto Kegufo is not really enough to say that the husband is chayiv on the bracha because the wife gave birth. In the case of a Talmud that is making the bracha, where the Mishnah Berurah does hold that that is mutter, so the Talmud should not say Hagomel Achayavim Tovos, because that's insinuating that his Rebbe is a chayiv. Therefore, he should just say it, and he should just say the bracha, skipping Hagomel Achayovim. Another thing he says is that even according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, it would only be mutter for someone who really feels happy that at the hatzola of the person he's making the bracha on. But if someone is saying it just to be diplomatic because he wants the person to think he cares about him, that would be an outright bracha levatola. Lechatchila, this must be talking about a case where there are 10 people there. Because we said that the Birkas HaGomel is supposed to be ba'asara. Further, Sifhei, in Birach Achar HaGomel Yatzmo, v'niskaven lohotzi es chavero v'shama chavero, this is a case where someone else was chayv in HaGomel. Two people took a trip. One is saying HaGomel. V'kiven lotzeis, and he asked Kavana to be yotze with the bracha of the other person. Yotze afilo b'lo ani yisame. It was only in the previous case where the person that's saying it about you, he is not chayv in a bracha, and he's saying it in the second person. Whereas, in a case where someone is saying hagomel for himself, there you can be yotze even if you don't say amen. Sivav, im ichar, what happens if someone was late in saying hagomel? So long as you want to, you can say hagomel. Whereas it's best that it not be 3 days later. It should not be more than 3 days later. Therefore, in a case where it would be 3 days later, what you're best off doing is saying hagomel in front of 10 people, even if there's no sefer Torah, even though there's no kriyas Torah on that day.